So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we do a Buzz Lightyear spin-off movie.
Oh, boy.
What?
Okay, so check it out, sir. We're gonna start the movie with some text saying that in 1995, a kid named Andy saw a movie, and that made him want a Buzz Lightyear toy, and this is that movie.
So this movie is a movie in another movie's universe?
That's right.
So the Toy Story universe has a screenwriter guy and a producer guy of their own, and they made money off this movie, and now so will I.
I guess so.
Oh my god, my man, you're making money for versions of us that don't even exist.
That's right, sir.
I love you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm in love with you.
All right.
Hey, can we have Buzz Lightyear watch a movie in this movie and then make that movie someday?
We can do whatever we want, sir, as long as it's derivative of intellectual property with a proven track record of financial success.
Of course.
Of course.
So tell me about this thing. I guess since it's a 90s action movie that Andy saw, there's gonna be a bunch of over-the-top action and cheese, huh?
Aha! No, none at all.
Oh.
Yeah, actually kind of grounded and serious.
But Buzz was like an over-the-top parody of action hero and sci-fi archetypes.
Yeah, exactly. So none of that.
And now that I think of it, most of the fun came from that conflicting with the realization that he's a toy.
Right. So now he's a fairly serious human character.
So you took out the fun parts.
Yeah, get those out of here.
Okay, well at least we'll have Tim Allen's iconic voice.
No, get that out of here too.
So this is pretty much a different character, but wrapped in Buzz Lightyear branding.
Yeah.
Wow, well I can't wait for him to go on a bunch of space adventures on a bunch of different planets.
Oh, I bet, sir. This is gonna take place on one planet, though.
But what about to infinity and beyond?
Oh yeah, they're gonna say that a lot, but then the whole plot of the movie's about them being stuck on this one boring planet.
Okay. So, all right. So, how does this play out?
Right, so Buzz and his best friend Alicia are leading this, like, space exploration thing, right? And they got a bunch of people in cryosleep on their vessel.
Okay.
And so they land this big old vessel with everybody on board on this planet to see if it's livable or not.
They just go ahead and land the entire vessel with everybody on it? Why wouldn't they send, like, a scout ship or something?
So the movie can happen, but then it turns out this planet is hostile, and then Buzz accidentally crashes the ship, so they're stuck there.
Oh no.
So then a whole year passes and they've set up this colony there and they're trying to recreate this hyperspace fuel that they need to get off the planet.
Okay.
And so Buzz volunteers to test the hyperspace fuel, but while he's up in space, it turns out it's like an interstellar situation.
Oh, getting stuck in a bookcase with Matthew McConaughey is tight.
Yeah, no, that's not what I meant. See, there's actually time dilation, so he's up in space for 4 minutes, but 4 years have passed on the planet.
Oh, geez.
So obviously Buzz is a little freaked out and he's given this therapy robot cat called Sox, who's just the cutest little merchandising opportunity.
Oh man, we're gonna sell a bunch of toys thanks to this movie about a fictional movie that made a fictional kid want to buy some fictional toys that we then sold a bunch of in the real world. Did I get that? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I think so, sir. The point is, Sox the Cat toys will be sold in the real world for real money.
Okay, money.
So then Buzz keeps on testing this fuel because all he cares about is the mission and fixing his mistake.
But 4 years pass every time he tests it.
Exactly. And so meanwhile, his friend Alicia is growing old and starting a family in a way that'll fuel Twitter arguments for several days.
What?
And eventually Buzz comes back from a trip and Alicia has died.
Oh yeah, that happens to people after an extended period of time.
So Buzz is very sad, but also he learns that Sox the Cat has developed some hyperspace fuel that probably works.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Yeah, except there's a new guy in charge of the colony now.
Oh.
And he's decided that these missions are over and they're all just gonna kinda live on this planet now.
I guess that makes sense if they're all settled and they have families there and stuff.
Yeah, so they try to take Sox the Cat away from Buzz.
Feels like he'd need that thing more than ever.
Yeah, well, they don't want him to have it anymore.
So why didn't they take it during the many years he was gone?
Unclear. So then Buzz escapes with Sox and they head towards the spaceships to try out the new fuel.
Well, it's gonna be hard for them to just take a ship with everybody after them.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it turns out nobody really goes to guard the spaceships, even though that's obviously where he's heading.
Oh, well, great.
And then they successfully fly at hyperspeed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, except now they get back and 22 years have passed and the planet's been invaded by these robots and a bad guy named Zurg.
He's from the original movies.
He sure is, sir.
Amazing. So what's Buzz gonna do?
Well, he's gonna meet Alicia's granddaughter and these two other new recruits that aren't very good and he's gonna have to learn to work with them.
Okay.
So then the next little chunk of the movie is gonna be them making mistakes and then fixing those mistakes.
Good way to fill up some runtime, sure. So what does Zurg want exactly?
Oh, well, we're gonna have this big twist where it turns out that Zurg is actually an older Buzz from the future.
Didn't we establish in Toy Story 2 that Zurg is Buzz's father?
Hey, shut up. And so it turns out that this Buzz traveled far into the future and then came back, but ran out of fuel right now, so he needs more fuel from this Buzz to keep going back and stop the original mistake that led to this whole thing.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, cause see, he's obsessed with completing the mission, but now if he does, he's gonna wipe out all the new families that sprang from that mistake.
Oh yeah, no, that's not good.
And our Buzz was obsessed with completing the mission too, but now he sees that maybe the real mission was the friends he made along the way.
Oh my god, you okay?
Yeah, sorry, I don't know what that was.
Alright, so why did this older Buzz go by the name Zurg?
Well, he tried to program all the robots to say Buzz, but the closest they got was Zurg, so he went with that.
Ooh, big stretch, buddy.
Oh, is there a dog in here?
No.
Oh, okay, so then our Buzz decides to destroy the fuel and sacrifice his mission to save the colony.
Nice, so what do you think?
Well, you know, I kinda think if Andy had seen this movie in 1995, he would've wanted a Socks the Cat toy instead of a Buzz Lightyear toy.
Yeah, that's a good point. He is the best character in this thing, but other than that, what do you think?
I mean, we're cashing in on a popular 1990s movie. I feel like that's a sure way to dominate the box office.
Amazing.
Unless, you know, another franchise happens to be doing that exact same thing at the exact same time.
What?
Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Hope you liked it. If you haven't already subscribed, this is a brand new pitch meeting only channel. It's only got pitch meetings on it. Also, you can let me know in the comment section what movies and shows you want to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one, because when you check back soon for a new one, I'm gonna have made a new one. Bye.